Shus of Mari, holding by the Sugya of Sechah Shabbos, Simon Shinvav Sif Dalid. Came across it numerous times by Emil and Achri. Now try to go delve into it, what exactly is happening. We can do Chalokim, the Sechah Shabbos, negate to things that are not mitzvah, the second thing, negate to mitzvah. Negate to mitzvah, we'll focus on tomorrow, by the Hashem, negate to Balkoyo, Chazmu Kedoymo. We have a Braisa Bar Matzia and Dachim Ches, also Dorm Dachim Zayin, Sefer and Shabbos. It says, Asleich is a poil, Lishmo is a poro. Someone who hires a worker to watch a poro. Rashi says a poro adumo. Lishmo is a tinnak, be a babysitter. Lishmo is a zroyim. Loch is a inosh le schar Shabbos. He can't give us schar Shabbos. Therefore, says Gemara, in a chais Shabbos love. As choshim Mishpo, there's no chais upon it. However, says the Braisa, if it's a schar Shabbos, or Schir Chodesh, or Shon, or Shemitah, that means if someone gets hired to work for the week, for the month, for the year, for Shemitah, the law is you can't give him Schir Shabbos, for have law. And therefore, as Chodesh Shemitah, both Achais Shabbos love. It's very clear, we have a clear price, so two Yesodis. Number one, Schir Shabbos Osir. Number two, Bavlo Lemaises Motor, brought down by the Rambam, and by the Rif and the Rosh, by Osir, the Sugin, Daf, Kuftun, Aleph, Amun, Aleph. That's what we're learning over here. The 12 brings it down over here. The Mechaber passed away very clearly by Osir Sif Dalad. We had already in Simon Rishim involved Sif Alf by Mil and Ochri. They're more brings it down. Avlo is Mutas, Chav Shabbos, Maisets, Osir. What's the study of the Isser? Mishmur by Osir brings down the Lashon of Rashi. It's Xero Otu Mekach Umemkar. What is the problem of Mekach Umemkar? So we saw already in Simon Shazayin, Mekach Umemkar is either Nichol Negeda of Mimtsa Chetzcho or Nichol Negeda of Shem Yichtoiv. That's why it's very good over here in Simon Shinvo, according to Mechaber. That's why Nuwa Svarim brings it down on the Sugya of Ksivo. Now this is a loch of Shabbos, whether it's Shabbos or Yontif. It says the place can be even the Sugya of Tosev Shabbos. There is no difference. Now this Isser of Shabbos is a vandal when you give a shear a moment that's a case of a pruto. What about less than a pruto? So the Chiddushigah of Tosev Shabbos over here that wants a taino. Then they get to Chatzishir Osamatoya by the Rises. By the opponents, maybe not expressing the case with only a Gezero. What tell Menaratoya, Ram Shik, and others, one with Chatzish, there's no Isser less than Shir Pruto. Shmir Shabbos, Piskechuvas, they pass in this way. They say that Ram Shik wants a Taino, Ein Maisa, Apiswa, Shibboy, it should not be this way. Chatzishir is also everything. Because less than Shir, the Maisa, no shame, Schar Shabbos. Not called Schar Shabbos, I'm not getting anything over here. It has to be a Schar Shabbos. Less than a Pruto, Lemaisa is nothing. Again, the Yisrael Chaim Kanyevsky says, Chachishir is also everything, Shasa everything. This is said it's a question on the side that the newest place can go, Chachishir Lemaisa is mutter. What happens if you hire some Bavlo, or not Bavlo, in case it's every day, they either, except each day is less than Shir Pruto. For example, you hire a person for 10 days, 5 shekels, 5 Prutos. So every day is a half a Pruto. I mean, Shabbos is half a pruto. Plus the shevet akosi, the chelik gimel, is yisoid, the reason why we make all chetzi pruto, because there's no tefillah. Over here, l'maisa, there's a tefillah. Or the yisoid, no, because there's no shear that you work for him on Shabbos. There's no shear that you work for him on Shabbos. What time the yisoid should be make all, because there is no tefillah in Bezin over here. They want time, that, even though for the Shabbos itself is less than a pruto, but if altogether l'maisa is a pruto, you have a tefillah over here, you'll be even the Isser Schar Shabbos. Now, one of the main challenges among the Achreinim is, how do you find the Yisrael over here of renting Kalim? Over here, the case is a person working. The case is very clear, a Shemir of a person on the paro, on a person, on a child, babysitter, about renting Kalim. So we saw this Halach and Simon Rishman, Vav and Sif Aleph. Over there, the Mechab brings down about renting a Kli to a guy, and the guy can use it on Shabbos. We discussed then renting a phone, renting a car. So come on the Mechaber and he wants Taina to rent it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's no problem. Says the Mechaber, if you do it by law. Otherwise, it'll be ulcer. The Mo wants a Taina, it's mutter, except he cannot do it on a Friday. It has a Sugya of Mesek Yishluchay, the Sugya of Amir Lenachri. At Sada Shlishi, there's a riff in the Rambam. And it really depends upon how you learn the Sugya and Shabbos and Nafi tests. And the one standing more than Nafi Tess says to be Machmed only in the Shammai Shito of Shvisus Kalim. And therefore, the Rav Rambam says the Locha is you can rent Kalim to a guy without any klal, without the Sugya of law. That means they point down the Pasha, there are three different Mahalcha among the Rishonim. What Pasha the Sugya in Daf Yutah says? Is it always mutter without any klolim? It's only mutter bavla Tosfos, or is it mutter banana Friday? It'll be also. That's Rama. The question is, speaks out of Chaim and Stencil, Maisa, what Pasha the Rif of the Rambam? What happened to Schar Shabbos? Says the Reb Chaim, what's Yisoid in Schar Shabbos? Is Yisoid cannot be Marvich from Shabbos? Can gain from Shabbos? What's the difference whether it's a person working or the Kli you're renting? You mean Marvich from Shabbos? If the Yisoid is he does not want you, the Schar Shabbos, you should not work on Shabbos, then the Loch is, you're not working. The Kelim of Maisi rented, it should be Maisi's motor. Says the Reb Chaim, the Yisoid, according to the Rif of the Rambam, is not be Marvich, the Yisoid is you should not work. Shem Peris, Shem Yilodim, Shem Aparo, that's working on Shabbos, that's also Ischar Shabbos. Once you're not working, you're renting a Kli, L'maisa, it's Mutter. There is no Ischar Shabbos, renting a Kli. That's M'chaim and Stencil, but that also on the M'chaim and Shabbos Daf Yutes. That's how he goes. They point out, we'll go get the Soros, Rez Hashem. They point out, L'chor, who disagrees? The fact, Pashim and Chabra, they're more. L'maisa, Kamu disagree. I mean, saying the said of the Isra of Schar Shabbos is not Marviach. And the Immortation of your test is very clear. It says, even though if you rented every single day to Goy, is no chilik, not like in the Ramah. He said, but you have to worry about the Sugya Schar Shabbos, only about law. Tam, the Rosh, the Ran, the Tour over there. And even the Pesachim of Machaber and Rishim involved Sif Aleph, he says, Dafka about law. The words of the Mishmur over there says, Osla Kuliyama without of law. Mishmur has a chiddush. The question was, he going in and going only to Machaber, saying this even to the other Rishonim. The Shmuel Reish Menvav, so Kodin Gimel says, Lukul HaMadavka Bavlo. That means, what is the lump that's behind the Yisrael of Schar Shabbos? Is that a person cannot gain from Shabbos, nothing to do with the idea of working on Shabbos. You're not working, you're renting Kalim. The Loch is, it's the Marviach, whether, again, you Marviach because you worked, whether you Kalim worked, there is no difference, that's a Ripaskin. And therefore, it'll be very clear why the price coming down, what's that to going to a hotel, what's that to get to Kalim over here. Why? Because Issa is being Marviach, not the Issa is working. Now, they do point out, once you have the Issa now is working, what about the halacha of buying on Shabbos? We already learned a couple weeks ago the halacha in Siman Shin Chav Gimel, the Sugya in Bayah, that if, let's say, a person runs out of things on Shabbos, needs plates, he needs food, he goes to his Chenvi Shiragal boy, he goes over to the Chenvi that he's close to. He goes, takes whatever he wants. It tells him, you know, we'll work it out after Shabbos. That means, in essence, he bought things on Shabbos. And just don't speak out the Mekach or the price or the Skum Mekach. Different Klom, Simon, Shin, Chof, Gimel. And by Etzem, we see a person can buy things on Shabbos. Speaks out the night of Yehuda, the Yisrael Shabbos of Kalim is only negated to Aser when it's renting the Kli. However, you have the main Mekach paying something for buying a Kli, getting a vacha from the buying and selling, that lemaisa is mutter. That's mutter. I mean, even though we're going not like Reb Chaim, like the other Rishonim, that Kli is nichon isser b'marviach, that's only renting and not the case of buying. The way the Shmir Shabbos wants to explain, for Sheirut, for service, that's nichon isser b'isser schar Shabbos. Buying, that's proin choiv, that's not nichon isser schar Shabbos. For Biadover, our simple bottom line, he wants to explain, why should Shirut be different than the case of Peroin Chayiv? The Yisrael of Lechori is, again, he says, is that when a person, when he's doing a Shirut, when he's renting something, what are you paying for? You're paying for the time of Shabbos. That means on Shabbos, you want to rent for Shabbos, you're paying for Shabbos. When you buy something, you're not buying Shabbos. You're buying the object you might have happened to have bought it on Shabbos. But the object is really is what you're getting over here. When is he getting an object? When is he getting time? So when you're getting an object, it just happened to be on Shabbos. That's not Schar Shabbos. I have to buy it on Shabbos, but I got it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I use it whenever I want. I got an object. When I'm renting something, I didn't get it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I might also get it because I rent it another day. I pay for Sunday, I pay for Monday. But what am I getting on Shabbos? I'm getting the time to use it on Shabbos. I mean, I'm getting the use of Shabbos. To use Shabbos, that's called Schar Shabbos. So Schiris L'maisa is also on Shabbos. The main Mekach L'maisa is Mutter. So again, I think I clear the Gedish Shabbos is number one, it's not a person, it's even a case of Kalim. The Gedish Kalim is only Schir, it's not a case of buying and selling. Now let's say a person, he was over the Isser of Schar Shabbos. what to go do with it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It says even if you already gave them or already worked. Let's say you hired a person to work for you, and now you know the sugya, and you didn't pay him yet. It's past Shabbos, someone worked for you, and you owe him money, and you tell him, you know what? I just learned the sugya Sunday morning. I can't pay you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, calling Tezvav. It's Osir. He did it. Isir. I go pay him. Can't go pay him. Let's say you gave him money. You happened to work this past Shabbos. What Shabbos someone gave you money? Now you learn the sugya. It's Osir. What's the din? Says the Mechaber, the end of Reish Memheim, by Sevov, it's Osir Lohonis Vimenu. It's Osir Bahano. The money of mice is Osir. The Bialoch over there, it does bring down a big day Yishai. They want to say maybe it's only Hatkil, it's Osir, but it might be Mutter. But the mice says, read the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Pashat is it's Osir Lohonis Vimenu. Totally. Tzarachin, a big deal place can say, Aruch HaShulchan, Shmei HaShabbos, Pesachim Tshuva, it's Osir Davano from it. What does it mean, Osir Davano? So the way how the ritual of the Zari says over, then the person was giving birth to somebody on Shabbos, the guy on Shabbos, the guy wanted to go pay him, he paid him money, says the ritual, Zerke Liyam. That means, says the Grad, Bein Loi Bein Lacherim. It's also not only for others, not only for you, it's even also for others. What do I mean, the Kavach Haim, the Shemir Shabbat and Chosni, the Skechuas and others bring down, the Isar no is to everybody. That means someone paid you, you realize this now, the money is also on Bano, Zerke Liyam. A similar case, the Chassam Sefer, in Ashmod to Chuvis in Chosh Mishpot, is causing a doctor working in a hospital. He says over there that you work there, and now they want to pay him for the hospital. The guy wants to pay him. Says the Chassam Sefer, what? Tell the guy to keep the money. You have a baya, a posting in the Torah, a veschanon, the aloch of leisachonim, matnas chinam. So what are you going to do with the money? So you could say, why is Leisachonim for? Just say, it's not over the Isser. I don't want to take him. Tell the Isser Shiboy. So I'm sorry, it says, you're over the Isser Leisachonim. He says, take the money and give it out to Aniyim. The Rebbe Moshe says over. Moshe says, and give it out to Aniyim without him knowing it's you. You can't have to tell us, no. Have to be Betzinna, no one knows about it. No plaques for it, nothing for it, but give it away. Again, they're both, the ritual is causing case of a doctor, and the is causing case of a doctor. And we'll get to the Moshe case. We'll get to what he was saying. So, Pashas is, it sounds a little bit like some Machlokes over here. It says, the Ritva is saying over Zarkaliyah. And the grass saying, and the grass very clear, Bein Loi, Bein Lachayim. And the way how the Chassam Sefer, and the case that Moshe is discussing over there, and the Debatim is discussing, we'll get to Halacha by banks to give ribbis. They give out interest. Moshe says, what to go do with the money? Moshe says, take the money and give it to Aniyim in a situation they do not know who it's coming from. No Torah no. Give a bit no. Sounds like it's a machlokes over here. But I think maybe if you read the word slowly, drop two different cases over here. The case of the Ritva, the Graz, the Kav Chaim, the Peskachuv, the West Hangover, situation where you did the Avera of Schar Shabbos, you mekabel the money, and you did the Isser already. We did the Isser already, there's an Isser. Aslohana is Knas, Bein Loi, Bein Lachayim. If some safest cases, the guy wants to give you money. To say not to accept it, over this loisachonim. So I'm not going to accept it and we cover the money. I'm going to take it, but lead das to mekoinah to give it away. That's not mine. And therefore, the debatina was discussing the case where we have been getting interest from the bank. Says they can force me to own it. I just have money here that's not mine. So the case when I have money that's not mine, I can't use it. But I give away but sinner, but there's no isiknas. I did not get money that's chas shabbos. They gave me something that's hefker right now. A money in my account that's hefker. So sometimes it says, they give me money that's hefker. What are you going to do with it? Give it to Aniyim. But sinna, no time I know. Mashenke, the Ritva, and the Grad discussing, I got a be'isser. Be'isser, Zarkeliyam. I think that's cool enough. We can do the two cases over here. Now this is Shlach Shabbos, the Chodim speak out. Who exactly is the Isser put upon? Is it on the Nisin or on the Makabal? The main nafkamina is a guy. You have a guy who should clean it, comes to your house. He can just pull his hat on Shabbos. He sets the table, cleans up. I used to have a guy come to my house watch Shabbos. And when Shabbos gets later, he comes the same time. You tell him come later. He's like, no, I'm coming earlier. So he comes on Shabbos and he wants to pull his hat. Can I pay him for working those hours on Shabbos? I'm not going to do that. So it's clear when the Issa is certainly on the Makabal. That's a halacha we see very clear. It's a revision of Bov Sefalov. In the case of being Soicha Kalim, again, the Mechavad HaMosai over the loch is, Dafk in a case of Bavlo, when you rent a kli to a guy, the loch is a guy has to give it to you by a case of Bavlo. So we see clearly at the Isra on the Mechavad, that's Aleph. Second, once one Yisrael to another Yisrael, Mishmua said, Avadat Otzer, according to Chayadim, it's not a Sergio of Lefnever. So they'll be even the Yisrael Lefnever. The question is the other way. Can Yisrael give to a case of a guy? Can they have a guy should clean her? So there is a Menorah Torah, I've never heard it before, but Kiveger, come along and want to say, no one brings it down, but Pashas make no chilik over here. Shagamaya or Cheshchaim, the Chul, they want to ask her that this is even on where the Mekabel is the guy, the nice of the Yisrael. Maestro, the Paiskim, they have different rayas to be Mekel. One is empirical Kisvei, we learned the Loch and Simish Shalam Medalad. What do you do about the case of a fire? Everyone announces, Kol Machabe Eina Mafsid. That means you'll pay the guy. The only reason we're saying Beloshin Remizal, it's on the Sugil of Amir Lenochri. But otherwise, you're paying the guy putting out the fire on Shabbos. So you see clear, there is no Ushas Chas Shabbos, he's working for you to a guy. The second thing they point out, the Mishmur coming to the Chayodom says Yehudi to Yehudi to give Chas Shabbos over the Isser, Mitzal Lefneiver. Why don't you say Yehudi Mitzal the Noisin? So you see the Mishmur understands there is no Isser Mitzal the Noisin, only Mitzal the Mekabel. Therefore, Bikta Tildov goes this way, and afterwards you can talk about Locha, Miyashiv, Ramnam Tzal, Megillah Sefer, Aruch HaShabbos, plus come along with the one Tainu, Lemaisa, Ashubi Mutter. The side of Israel wants to say over, because Be'etem, the Issa being Marviach. Here there's no Revach over here. The Issa on the worker, and not the Nason over here. So come that, Yisrael Shavai, is that the Issa is Dafka on the Mekabel. Now the Nason is no problem, and therefore you want to give a money to a guy who works for you on Pula, etc. It's Kolom on Shabbos. That means, even if the Mamakam is to be doing Mamakam, let's say he's a Chayla, he drives a letter on Shabbos. He comes to the house for Chalish Aim by Sakono. Well, because you allow to pay him. There's no Isser, Chal Shabbos, paying going, we did Pulis Heter. Pulis Heter means Mamish had to sing the table. Pulis Heter means he drove the car for your letters. There's no Chilik over here. The Heter is, there is no Isser, Chal Shabbos, and you're paying him. Let's say you want to pay a child for being a babysitter. So they point out this farm. That number one, there's a sugya of chinuch over here, chura the baya. And number two, even if there is no klal of chinuch, really depends. Malchov depends on the sugya of where, what age he is, and who is doing it. There's nocha sugya safinon. That means the loch is that a 1 year old child who's a coin cannot bring based on forest, can do a mice to be dime happens right away. So when you put the money into the kid's hand, even it's the rice of safinon. Here might be the abonim because the whole is only the abonim. So you're even two things. One of Vayam says the sugya of chinuch, one says the sugya of safinon. Therefore, you cannot pay a child, no matter what age he is. The end of the sugya of Shachar Shabbos is that the halacha of paying. We'll get to the cases. Let's go to the column, get to the different cases. Now, in Shachar Shabbos, the paying. How exactly to pay is nichol in Shachar Shabbos? What's not nichol get out of Tashlumim? So, first, come on, the Mishmur brings down from the Prima Godim. Let's say you want to give him matano. That means he works for you on Shabbos. The loch is a matano is mutter. Now the Paiskim speak out. That means he wants it, appreciates it, and he will like it. Well, the Maaseh is no case of a schaivus. Let's say a person said, I'm going to give you a matano. It was schaiv to give matano. Says from there's no heter. You can't mischaiv to give matano. Why can you take it to Bezin that you owe me matano? That means Aloch is giving Matana, Pshan, Mishibur, Pim, Godim is something that you cannot take a person to Bezin for. There's no Shaivus, you won't be even Mishaparo. You say, I would like to give you a present, I hope to give you a present. But you're even the Baya, Suga Mishaparo, the Lechor, you didn't get around the Suga Shkar Shabbos. Even though he's not saying what it is. It's from a very clear Matana means something that he might want to appreciate, but not something that he has to go give. Come, others want to get about, maybe the Baya, Mesad, Suga Varomo, Pashas. Should make no chiluk at the end of the day, since there is no eschaivus, maisha should not be any isser. Building upon that, the question is: is it true by the Sheva Kossi? This Kossi says, can you promise a kid, if you be quiet Shabbos afternoon, I'll give you a candy? You clean up the table, I'll give you a reward. In shul, the guy tells the kids, you put the swarm away, I'll give you something. These cases, Sheva Kossi has an interesting idea of why to make over here, it's very shver, the het over here. Pashas. You mean mischaif to give a kid? So someone give out if it's your own kid might be better. Even that yishlotin, because ma'ase giving to him. It's not clearing. Maybe it's nichol and dumo aslam misrach over here. It's not the case of being shavu shavu yishlotin. But lechura, these things that people do of paying the children to be quiet. You pay the neighbors to be quiet in the afternoon, especially if it's not your child. The shul, it's very shver the heter. You can tell them, I'd like to give you something. I plan to. I hope to. and the kid expects it and wants it, but that, then there'll be mutter. But to mischaim yourself, it's very shver the heter. Now, the Aruch HaShabbos discusses, negate the sugya of tashlumim. Let's say a person is supposed to do avlo. I mean, sometimes you hire a waiter to come on Shabbos and do his stuff, and Shabbos, and what Shabbos, and the kids are the waiters, they come on Shabbos. They don't do anything on Shabbos. So at the end of the day, what are you paying for? For Shabbos. He didn't do his job on Shabbos. So he gets involved, l'chor, you can't pay him for Shabbos. Not allowed to, also. Alamai, let's do a case of Matana now. I can't pay you. But I'll switch it. I'm not paying you no Shabbos. You're even Isser, it's also Mano. I'll give you Matana now. So the Shabbos wants to bring right the whole Makov Matana is a Pima Godim. Look up a Pima Godim inside. Once it was a Shabbos, there's no head to switch the case of Matana. Once he already expected, you can't switch it over here. And therefore, these people who, even after you learn the Sugyo, you know, you tell a person, I made a mistake. So what? The guy will tell you, I'm Meichel. So now he still can give him Matana, because the Isso Shabbos, you're paying him for the Shabbos, might be the problem. Now, the gate to paying, the avada of paying with money is Shabbos Shabbos. Shavu Kesev is Kesev also. However, we came across a sugya by Austin Nafkuf Nalef.
Even when he didn't do his job the way he was supposed to do it, he was supposed to come before Shabbos. He didn't,
yeah, I'm not paying him for that. Would you pay him for, you're not paying, there's no havlo on that.
And if I set it up that if you don't come before Shabbos, that's like it's nine the.
It's not time. You don't come. Are you? If a guy doesn't come on Erev Shabbos, you're paying for that time. You're paying by the hour. Let's suppose if you pay by the hour, you pay for Erev Shabbos. No, sell him money. What are you paying for? You're paying only for Shabbos. He didn't come. He didn't do his job. He did nothing. Yeah, Reuben once got involved. He has a big problem with all these caterers. He gave a whole drush about it. Then the next time he made a kiddush for his own kid, he decided he's not going to have any waiters. Then he learned the hard way. It's not that simple. So then the next time he said the whole family, his family didn't go do it because he gave all the shmooze about it. And then it's very hard to make a kiddush by yourself without having any waiters or caterers. So you have to work it out with them, do it correctly.
What's the concept with that law? Why does that
we'll get there. Now, again, the inner of Tashlumim is number one, is Kesev is Tashlumim. Shov Kesev is Kesev. We have the Gemara Daf Kuf Aleph that says, you know what? I watch my paro, your paro for you and my rusha and my chum, and you watch my paro and your chum. How watching for each other's paros? I said, I'm working, and really you should pay me, and you're working, I should pay you. He said, you know what? The payment is I'll watch for you and you watch for me. So somehow, shmira we know to watching a paro is osur. That's kumav mitzia. That's your paskening. But if I watch each other's paros, that my says mutter. What's he saying over here? So, again, it's very clear. We saw already in Simchat Zayin Sefiot, one part of another part of Ma'aseh is Mutter. So, it's not clear. There seem to be two different Mahalchim exactly what he said over here, why it's Mutter. So, Shemech wants to tie us, since we won't mechadish any money one to another, we switch right away one for another. He wants to tie the Ma'aseh that's Mutter. Shlomo Zalman, he wants to be Ma'aseh to that, because the Mishmur says in Reshma Vav that even borrowing Kalim, can I borrow from you today, you borrow from me tomorrow? Also has a value over here. Mishbi Alocha is Mekel. So he wants to tie us. There must be these cases over here. It's things that we're wrong. We do tell you this. I watch for you. You watch for me. I watch for you. You watch for me. There's no real eschivus over here. That's what Shlomo Zalman wants to tie us. Say it over that way. That means nafkamina will be. Let's say I don't usually watch for you. Don't watch for me. According to Shlomo Zalman, be a problem. According to Arsamech, my still be mut over here. So again, it's not clear. And we'll get to the cases. That means sometimes in the house, you know, people have chores. And I have to, let's say, wash the dishes on a Friday night, you know, and when the siblings want to switch with each other, you know, you set the table tomorrow. So if we're type of house, you know, you do for me, I do for you, you know, okay, can design. But that house, you know, you gotta pay me for it, you know, I'm not washing the dishes for you. You know what, you're fine. I'll set the table, clean the table tomorrow for you. That has a value here. Yeah, it's not that simple to switch jobs and chores and Shabbos. Now you have to work out Bavla and give Matanas and over here. But the idea of switching really depends what's your slate to the heter. It's very hard to understand with the matter of people switching chores on Shabbos. Of course, it's a big problem. In camp, they do it all the time. In what? And again, and they do discuss in different cases. That means, for example, there are certain shkunos, or we go to the bungalow colony, that let's say the bungalow colony in the summer, you have 8 weeks of Shabbos afternoons. And what they do, everyone takes a turn in it. Everyone takes a turn to be a babysitter. There's eight, let's say, Bungalow, 10 families or 8 families. And everyone takes a turn. One Shabbos is their job to watch all the kids in the shkuna. They watch all the kids in the bungalow. They watch all 50 kids, whatever watching means. and then one parent watches them, that's their Shabbos they're on, and the other Shabbos. So from the sugya, it sounds like Shmira switching the mice is mutter. Some of the people mount off to other places where they have young kids, or in the park, they take turns watching. So Pashas, again, it sounds like it should be mutter. And again, especially if you understand over here, we're doing toilets for each other. We're just trying to make it practical one for another. Sound like mice is mutter. A guy will tell me it has a value. During the week, you won't pay either. No one's paying for bungalow colony, and no one's paying for over here in Maladafta. We're just trying to be practical, and that's a toiva, and barring things one from another, that might be mutter. But once it gets to the realm over here, that you really pay the person, that's not a symbol that will be a heter. But otherwise, it's forming down the symbol case, switching shmir the mice is mutter. There's a shaliv, we're saying the locha, Schar Shabbos is also. Could a person pay before Shabbos, and then get back his money on Shabbos? We'll get to what that means. We're building from that. The Maisa of Arshag has a tshuva. The person, a certain yid, who was in the Mizrach font. And the Mizrach comes here in Neroyim. He would always sell the seat to the more chashiva people and sit somewhere else. After a while, he realized, what's he doing? Skayontif. So here's the Arshag. Maisa, can he use the money that got for selling his seat for Mizrach Vant? Great question. So he has three Tzirufim, one Tzirufim to get the next Chabura, one tiny thing in Mizrach Vant, the Mokka Mitzvah. They have nothing between the Kier and the person, the big in the gated davening, nothing in between, you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say the Alt Mitzvah Shemoy. But second thing he gets involved with, that when you paid something already, you're not being a Ravich on Shabbos. That means you're just taking away the Shabbos. You paid for, that means, can you pay a waiter before Shabbos? Can you pay the babysitter before Shabbos? What's the taina, the maisa, I'm not being marviach, I already paid for it. Now he's just doing a job over here. A chiddush. Maisa is from what taina, Shmir Shabbos, or the Seder Shurim, or the other what taina, Seder Kol Soif. You're being marviach backwards. Where the makor they're really coming from is that there's a mokan of over here that discusses the sugin ksubis, and that's Hamach Gimel, but signs the sugin ksubis. That means the question really is, let's say a person, I owe somebody, let's say $100. Can I work for him on Shabbos? And every day can I work for him. Every day I work for him, he takes off $10. I work for him on Shabbos, he's taking off the Shabbos, $10. Is that Schar Shabbos? Taking it away from my Eschaivus, is that Nichol Negeder of Schar Shabbos? That's better than what the Mashag was coming to go do, taking away my Eschaivus. When he brings you the Sugan Ksubas, the Avsamach Gimel, remember the issue has been meredes. The Gemara over there says that she's been being married from her husband, from a Baal, from her Sheba to her husband. The loch is, for the week, she has to take off from the Ksuba 70 norim. 70 norim, that means, what's 70 norim for a week? A dinner every single day. Right? Seven dinner for a week is one dinner for every day. Very simple. How the Gemara goes on further, it says, but let's say he's being married. The loch is, and he has to be moisted to the Ksuba 3 dinarim. Half a dinner every day. Except, something more, why not Shabbos? Schar Shabbos. That means to be maisiv, the Gemara says, that's nichol neged of Schar Shabbos. To pay somebody, even though it's going to end up paying the ksuba, Schar Shabbos. Mashenkin, to take off. That the Gemara says you can do for every single day, take over dinner. Never built upon this, says among them, neged to the sugya of knas. He says you have a right to take off. We have no right to be maisiv, right in the sugya of ksubas. Building upon that, the question is, you say the same as saying the get or chayiv. A pisvosh, but I say, just like my knas, saying the loch is, that a person cannot be moisif in the ksuba. A knas, every day, only half a dinner for 6 days, but you can take off for every single day. When you have a chayiv, take off every single day. Then with the Shuas Yaakov, the Archa Shulchan, come along the Tildon, we'll say the same thing, the same as saying, that you have a right to take off from a chayiv. It was a farm, Chodeshoni was real. No one time you have a right to take off. Asana Shani, they point out, read the Sugyo, look at the Sugyo Ksubas of Samach Dal, the rich over there, who wrote down with the Shitu Mekubetzes. He says, no, it's Dim Yuchan by Sugyo Knas. Why? It's Mechzik is Schar Shabbos. Not real Schar Shabbos. Sugyo Maris Ayin. Therefore, Bekiv Ego on the Mogan Avram by us says, this is a Lachas Oli Kyoitzaboy, Kyoitzaboy, where's the Mogan Avram by Sugyo Knas? It's not real Schar Shabbos. No one's really working. No one's working. It's a meredith over here. He didn't be more, she didn't be more. There's no work happening over here. Merci Yischar Shabbos. In the case of merci, you'll have a heter to take off, but not to put on. Mashenk is a real Yischar Shabbos. You have no right to take off. Even though Shemek goes this way, and the Swarm seem to go this way, Shlomo Zalman, Lercha Shabbos, Chaim, they come along the one time, and the law is that a person has no right to take off from the Chayim, because at the end of the day, the Harvocha is that you have to pay less from the Chayim over here. So there is a Harvocha. The main answer is Chal Shabbos, the Sugya Kula of law. Again, it's very clear, the Gemara, Paiskim, Rishayim, what's the heter? My father keeps asking, what's the heter of law? The words of Taisis and the Dorim, is words that Loi Merci Kemekcha Memkar. This is the Mishmur from Rashi, Mekcha Memkar. Loi Merci Kemekcha Memkar. The way the Shalom Meshavah, he wants to explain, the whole Issa Mekcha Memkar is why you might come to go right. Over here at Dubav Law, we're not coming to go right on Shabbos. It's part of the whole entire package. The way of Shamik wants to say over, we say, in this case, we have a hacker, something is nick over here, you don't have any chash of the Isser. So here, there's a hacker, I'm doing Dubav Law. There's no chash over here, come to Issa Mekcha Memkar. The way Rashi says over, the Sugya of Bamatziak, he says, not Mephorish doing on Shabbos. Again, you have to know the lumpness behind it, but that's the Yisrael Shaboy. The Rishon is saying over either it's Lomexi, Mechel Memker, not Mephorish on Shabbos. It's very important, what is the Gedder of Avlo? The Malachim today point out how the Olam thinks it is not really true. Lechora, the words of Pesach Chumas, Mitzvah Mepharshim Zeis. Mitzvah Mepharshim, the Olam does not know what Avlo exactly is. I mean, let's say a person works on Friday, on Shabbos, on Sunday, 3 days. Are you paying all three together on Monday? So the other thing, that's called Avlo. You pay together. Paying together is Avlo. It says this form that's not Avlo. Avlo does not mean being paid together. You're paying for Friday, you're paying for Shabbos, you're paying for Sunday, you're paying together Monday, that's not Avlo. Avlo is when you pay for one job. The job is for Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. I'm paying for one job over here. That's called a case of Avlo. Paying for 3 days together is not Avlo. Paying for one job of the mice is a case of Avlo. For example, what does it mean, one job? When you hire a caterer for Shabbos, what's his job? His job is not to be there for Shabbos. His job is being an Erev Shabbos, serve things on Shabbos, and then clean up after Shabbos. That means what you're hiring for? You're not hiring for Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. That means a schir yoim, a cleaner, tell him come Friday. And tell him come Saturday. And tell him come Sunday. You hire him for 3 different days, you're paying him Monday. That's called Schar Shabbos. But you hire a person to do one job over here, it just happens to be in 3 different days. It takes to be done on Friday, Shabbos, and on Shabbos. That's called a case of Avlo. No, so well, they hire him. Well, the most case.
Yeah.
No, it's the most case, you hire him for the week. You know what I mean? The job is to take care of the week.
Yeah, but the caterer has to be on
Friday. What?
The caterer has to be on Friday as an on Shabbos.
So that's called Avlo. That's Avlo, right? When he has to do it all 3 days, but he's hired for one job. The job is, it means you have to say the words correctly. I have to say the job is for a week. The job is for the weekend. I can't say I'm hiring you for 3 different days, I'll pay you together. I can't say I hire a person to work the field, I hire a babysitter for Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday, I hire you 3 different days, I pay together, that's not Avlo. I tell them I'm hiring you as one unit, which happens to be Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday, that's called Avlo. I have to hire one unit.
Well,
we'll get to the case. First, the Yisrael Shabbat. We'll get to how the Cheshbon.
But if you tell the caterer, this is the menu for Friday.
That's fine. But I hired him for the whole job. I hired him for everything. That means the menu on Friday means bringing in on Erev Shabbos. The menu on Friday means to clean up after Shabbos. Take all the plates away. He brings you to the hall, takes the dishes, he brings the soda, he takes care of everything. Right? I can't do that. He takes care of everything. So the job is to take care of everything. It's true. The main point is to show off on Shabbos for the Maaser. You hire him for everything. That's Avlo. A plumber, right? His job is not is to be everything. Now we have to find how to let's see Yisrael Shaboy. Now the newest cases how to apply that. Again, we'll get to all these cases, but it has to be one unit. Even the Sar Yomim one unit is fine. We'll get to each case. Try to. Now first, let's say you hire a person, mamish, one job. He does not show up one of those days. You hire him for one job to work for a week. And he doesn't show up on Shabbos. In most cases, it's very clear. You hire a person with one unit to work for a week. That means from Sunday till Saturday. A whole week straight. It doesn't show up on Saturday. Can you take off from his schar, not working on Shabbos? But that shows, no, if it was Avloh, I could take it off. Is that a Giloy that you're paying for every single day? So come on, the Chayyadim wants a time that a person cannot take off a Shabbos, otherwise you're showing that you're paying for every single day. Come on, the Mishnah and says, and the Bialocha nearly bore not that way. At the end of the day, you're paying for one unit. He didn't come, you're not paying him for it. For example, a caterer, you hire him for the whole job, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. He forgot to bring the potato kugel. He didn't do his job on Shabbos. He forgot to serve it. He brought it and he took it away. You're paying for potato kugel? He didn't do his full job. That's nothing to do with Shabbos. It has to be that it's part of the job. He didn't do the whole entire job. That means, says Mishnah Berurah, the Bialocha, look at it as the job was not done. Don't look at the Shabbos wasn't done. The job was done. The job is what is the whole entire week over here. Not only that, come on, the Bialocha means on the Eli Rabbo. Let's say you're hiring for a job to work for you for a week. And you're going to pay him every single day. Every day you're going to pay him. By hiring for a week, it's one unit. Maisa says the Bialocha and the Eli Rabbo, even though you're going to hire him for this month, paying $10,000, but every day you're going to pay him that amount, Maisa smutter. Even though you divide it by 30, but at the end of the day, you're hiring for the job of Maisa smutter. How will come on, Grandma, and discuss this? But let's say a person hires somebody at the Chodesh. He says, I'll pay you for the Chodesh every single day this amount. For example, let's say he hires a person, Chodesh, $300. He says, during the Chodesh, every day I'll pay you $10. Come on, Grandma, they want to say to Maisa, that's ulcer. Explains to me, she wants to have called a new test. That means, but Etzem, he's telling you, the person, that you, the employer, has a right to be Chodesh any day he wants. Since the employer has a right to be Chodesh, therefore, it's nichol together of a schir yoyim for that day, and therefore nichol together of schar Shabbos is also. A certain form go like this from over here that says I got me hiring for the month, but you told him I'm hiring for the month to pay you kach for kach yoyim for yoyim. It's nichol together. You're hiring for day by day. The way they point is coming from is the case in Ksubis again. That's not a gimel. Over there it says aloch is you're bringing him chetzi dinner by when he's being meredes every day. You cannot give a Shabbos. Again, what are you paying at the end? You're paying a Niksuba. Niksuba is a case of Avlo. That means it comes out, they're pointing out that if I add every single day and I pay for every single day, the most thing, again, I say the Chodesh, but every single day in my sense also. But that's Mishmur Sivkon Yutes. He says, however, I need Mishmur Sivkon Chof, and look at the author of the Bialocha, and bring down the Shvos Yaakov that disagrees. Come to the Shvos Yaakov, but he wants a Taino. The Be'etzem, over here, you're hiring him for the month. Except he's giving us chus to mevatel whenever he wants over here. That's what we're doing. I'm not hiring you every day. I'm hiring you for the job. I'm hiring you, the job takes 1 month. To build something, to do something, takes a whole entire month. Just, I'm giving you, the workers, chus to undo it whenever he wants. But Be'etzem, it's a job for the month. So it's a chodesh. Like Gemara says, I had the case in Ksubis. Another case in Ksuba says Shvos Yaakov is very different. Over there, you want every day to make a pios, have a hava, no meredes. I want to stop every single day. Here, I do not want to stop. I want to go the whole month. We both want the whole month. Just I'm giving you a schos over here. Then the Shvos Yaakov argues on the Ramo. And Tainas, if I say the case of Chodesh over here, I say I'm paying you every day $10 for something that's $300. But Be'ike, it's one job over here. The loch is, it's mutter, and not nichol geder schar Shabbos.
What if he gives him money
every day? He says, still be mutter, said the Bialach and the Eli Rabbah. Still it's mutter. I'm hiring you for one job. I'm still hiring you for one job. I'm hiring you for the job. I need this job to be done. I'm going to the summer for a month in the mountains, and I need my kids to be taken care of every single day. 3 hours a day, every day. I'm hiring you for the month. You can back out. If I hired you for the month. And I'm paying you every single day. If I hired you for the month. That's it. What?
The
Paul
can always.
Always. Oh, the Paul can always back. The Mishmur, they both can back out. The boss can back out. Well, he said Mishmur, looking at Eli Rabbah, he has a little bit different reason why he make it over here. Eli Rabbah wants to make it because he says you start off saying a Chodesh and the end of saying Yom B'Yom. So he gets a vowel. The question is, do you go Tavis, Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achron, Lashon Shemish, but Shinyan Beis, maybe go after Lashon Rishon. Lashon Rishon, the case of a Chodesh over here. Therefore, it sounds like the Mishavu is being mitzadeh. Again, we know the Shvos Yaakov is Mekel, and the Bialocha is being Mekel over here at the end of the Bialocha. And we know the Eliyahu Maaseh wants to be mitzadeh to be Mekel, Even the case you pay every single day, they say I'm paying this amount every day, but it's one job of the Maisa Smotr. Now, once we have this halacha here of Avloh, that we're saying very clear, you'll do for one job, it's Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday, you definitely get of Avloh. How much do you have to work be Mechol? How much? So the words of the Mishmur, when he's calling the Chayodom, discussing with the case of a Shema Agolot, or basically a case of a babysitter also, he says you work Erev Shabbos, and Mot Shabbos, Ezer Shoyis. You have to work on Erev Shabbos, Mot Shabbos, besides the case of Shabbos. Ezer Shoyis. A couple of hours. Now the question is, does he mean he need Dafka Friday and Mot Shabbos? I mean, certain from one taino, it means he mean both sides. Mashak sounds this way, Kintor Baloch wants to go this way. They need, like a case of a bittul. It's surrounded by two sides over here. Maaseh Shlomo Zalman says Nafshat. It means either this way or that way. Shmir Shabbos, most of them go either way. And the Rav will get to the sugya by banks. Either way, the Maaseh is Mutter. At the end of the day, it's still Nichol Gedev. I've lost one case over here. It's one situation over here. If as long as it's one job, it's fine. Ezer Shlomo Zalman wants to Machalik and say, let's say the job starts on Shabbos. The Gate of Poyol, he wants to say maybe there is a problem. Actually, in case of Karakol, but in this form, again, not Mechalik, the signal of law is whether Erev Shabbos or Shabbos, or Shabbos or Mot Shabbos, chutz all nichol in the case of law. However, the words of Meshibu is Ezer Shoyis. They speak out, let's say you do something that really has Avlo, that's, you know, you do a Mashu Erev Shabbos, to be Yitzhak the signal of law. Yitzhak. So come along, Mizriel, or Cheshabbos, and others from his Ketubas, and Taino, it has no real value, it doesn't work. And therefore, again, Rubin, when he gave a Shia about it, he says, let's say, you know, the guy brings a truck, Erev Shabbos, the caterer, you have 10 boxes of soda, and you have 10 waiters. Every waiter has to take off one box from the truck to inside. And usually what happens, one guy shows up, the other nine don't show up over here, and they get involved. You know, that's real. That's a Shabbos, has value. Or you know what? You tell the guy, just open up one bottle before Shabbos. You know, we're machmen, not open bottles on Shabbos. It's the right. So the law is, you have a job to open up one bottle before Shabbos. That's a joke. That's no real value. That's nothing over here. That's not nichol to get of law. Has to have the value of Erev Shabbos. No one would come for real to open up one bottle and leave.
If you want, you should come over.
He lives in Shunai, he's across the street, kids around, the workers. Get involved. Again, the situation is true. You can argue certain cases, maybe it has real value. The situation that it has no value. Again. If it has a real value and you're paying for it, you're right. If it has no real value, there are the five kids in shul who do the waiters, and you tell them, you know, each one open up one bottle of soda. That has no real value. That doesn't have a value.
So it has to be both ends, or not?
No, partially not both ends. Shlomo Zalman says, Shmir Shabbos says, as far as we don't need both ends. Now, if this is an example, I was working with my rabbis in the mikvah, Shana Rishayna, years ago. So my wife worked at night, and I got paid, because my job is Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yontif, to put on the lights, towels, and set things up. That's the case of a law. It's a whole job over here. Has a value for me to go there and set things up. That's the case of a law. But otherwise, if you do think it has no real value, that's not a case of a law. It has to be something that really has something you pay for it. That's why the Mishmul Chosh says Ezer Shoyis. It has to be a couple of hours. Now again, that'd be a couple of hours. It has to be something that has a value to it. Now, they do point out, the Mishmul Zalman discusses, let's say a case over here where a person who works on Friday will have one maskoret, and he work on overtime, one Shabbos, a different maskoret. That means people during the week charge, let's say, $5 an hour. You work on Shabbos, you charge $10 an hour. So when you end up giving a person the bill, what do? You give them all bavlo, one bill, but in essence, you're paying for different times. Overtime is a different price than on time, or it's regular time. So Shmir Shabbos called comes from Shlomo Zalman. It's kind of, if it has a different price for Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, that's not a case of avlo. Not avlo. Why? Because you're being very clear, saying I'm paying more for Shabbos. Tell Hashemi of Liashiv and the Vos and Chuvah the Chilik Yud Aleph, the Pesukei Chuvah the Ma'aseh also brings down. Then there, you're paying for one job. And then what's the difference? He says, maybe because it says clearly in the plus maskarit, you divide it up. I says, this, and this. Then you maybe have a bayam inside the singular amor. Otherwise, at the end of the day, I pay for one job. What should be the problem over here? Maybe because it's shvosiak will be mutter, because the malach will be author. Otherwise, one job should be mutter. If it's not clearly defined that way, it's nichol get a one job. Now, in the singular of law, different cases, let's say a person prepares for it during the week and does everything on Shabbos. Example, the Ishla Vom, the Muchacho, we'll discuss tomorrow, discussing a chazan who has to walk to the place on Erev Shabbos to get there. So he says, Schar Lichi, I pay a person to get there. Therefore, that's done on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, Nichol Nesugim Avlo. Nivah the Peskim save example by a Balkoira. He prepares the parsha during the week. They're paying him for the job on Shabbos. But he has to appear during the week. That means he's not really paying for Shabbos. Paying everything he tells to get to Shabbos. Nichlus Gav Lo. Void, we mentioned before that the idea of Shabbos is Schar Shabbos, either renting a person or renting Kalim. Mash Enking, buying things, Lamaisa is Mutter. So let's say a person is buying something. The loch is, it's being Mutter on Shabbos. As you said, Shinchov Kimmel. If a person does it by Havlo, that means he says, you know what, I'm going to hire the caterers and also pay for the food. So I have to do two things over here. I have to pay, and not also I have to hire the waiters and everything together with it. So, since the main Mekach have a right to do on Shabbos, Gam Neschiris, I have no right, but once it's done together by Havlo, the Maisa it's Mutter. So, no, you do it that way in Shuvo, brought down by Mashag, the place coming down, the Havlo means they're preparing Erev Shabbos. So, even the main Mekach on Shabbos is done with Derech Heter, Kol Havlo. Usually, it's all one price, and they give you a jumbo deal. That means really the food will be more during the whole thing is less. It's no real. It's more barachos. We'll get this chametz for tomorrow, Bez Hashem. But that's the stage where Achon Lemaisa's mutter. Now they get involved. Let's say a balkar already. He knows it after years and years and years. They get different cases over here. We'll have to Bez Hashem tomorrow. Yeah, Bez Hashem. Now, go to different cases over here. One is the Kamal Magavram, Bortam the Shibur, the case of Ribbis, interest from the case of a bank. Now, the case how it used to be in those days, it went for a case of Shkila Shkia, Tseis, and therefore you lend money to a guy, you get money back over here, private people over here. The Chur, Veiklash, Minichal, and Gedev Shkar Shabbos, paying day by day. Chur Shmin Isser. Today, the question is, do we have an Isser when people get interest in the case of a bank? So, first, today how it goes is that it goes either from midday to midday or from chatzos to chatzos, chatzos alay, chatzos alaylo, and therefore, kamul gamosh and shuvo and archaim chelik dal and the chelikay, he says, let's analyze it. The get to erev Shabbos, so true, Shabbos is Friday night, but it's also erev Shabbos. You have avlo. The get to Shabbos to much Shabbos, you also have a case of avlo. So the standard case of Shabbos, one time the meisah should not be a problem. Aleph. Second gets involved with, but let's say you have two days Yontov in a row. You have to come out Tuesday, Wednesday. So he sends you the Sugya and Beyah by several Beis Nola B'Shabbos, or Nola B'Yontif. 2 days Yontif, you're not sure which day. But Monashach be Mutter on one of the days over here. So it comes out one day Be'etzem was not Yontif, one day is Yontif. So one day that's not Yontif, there's no Beyah of Schar Yontif. The other day there is Yontif, a case of Bavlo. She says you have 2 days Yontif also, but Monashach will be Mutter. Because the stuff based on all the Yontif, the mice is always Mutter on the second day, after Monashach. But let's say, he says, you have a case of who are 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which we do not have a case of Mekel B'Safik, or you have a case in America of Shabbos, Yontif Yontif, or Yontif Yontif and Shabbos. He says, the Chura, you have an Isser, like the Magav Mishnah Berurah. He says, also Bano. And therefore, what to go do with it? Give it to an oni but stalker in a way that no one knows about, not have a plaque, not have any law from it. Although the Maishah is also. The Maishah and Shuvah. Maishah, that's what Maishah says. Maishah, the numerous forests we make. Well, the Maishah and Shuvah wants to come up to Machmer in the case of Yontif, Yontif, and Shabbos, or Shabbos, Yontif, Yontif. Or even if saw the case of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, against the parentheses, but he wants to be machmer. Now, the difference for us, the mice are watching Mekel. One is the way how the banks are going. Are they paying for a day, every day they're paying you for? So the way it goes, either paying, let's say, 5% for the year, or they're paying quarterly. They pay you, let's say, 1 1/4 for the quarterly. However, they might give you, it says the account, every single day. Meika, they rented it for the month, the money, like they rented the person, they're renting the money for a month. However, they might be paying you every day. So Pashas, what is that? That's really the case of the Ramah. They're paying you for the quarter, they're paying you for the year. Like the Ramah says, Chodesh. How they're doing it, it comes out every day, but they're not paying you for the day. They're paying you for the quarter and for the year, which they end up paying you every day right off that way. And if you take it out, you get it. So it comes out, they point out, says the Debetzino, when the Shuas Yaakov, the Maisa Tzmoter. That's in the most case, the more asset. But she's moving down, Maisa should be Mutter, according to Shuas Yaakov. Why can, at the end of the day, they're doing one group. They're doing it for the quarter, doing it for the year. Now, from the bottom, the Oris tries to say it's not that way. I'm not clear why that's so. Pashas should be, not Moshe go like the Ramah, but go like Tursiak, should be Motor. Once for, the way of Azir wants Taina over, that if you give a bank for one day and take it back, they won't give you anything for it. They're not giving it for a day. They give it for the quarter. That says Raya. Must be they give it for the quarter. You have a schus to take it out earlier. If they know you're doing it for one day, 2 days, 3 days, and they won't want your money. They want to be user friendly. They want to make any problems for you. So they let you do it for the day. But they know it's doing it for the day per se. Voice of the Shtomach and Tshuva, Lechura, we have Reb Chaim. Chaim in Stencil says we have the Riff of the Rambam. The Riff of the Rambam says that Issa Chal Shabbos is dafko a mingsleicha person. That's the Gemara's case. Seicha Kalim, or Seicha money, there's no Isser. This is working on Shabbos. No Isser of being Mavich on Shabbos. So you have the Riff of the Rambam. Rav Kupshis wants to tie the Muchin and Eichesrol. The banks of Meiser, the whole accounts are closed on Shabbos. And none of the numbers will even change on Shabbos. Nothing happens. Closing Shabbos, closing Yontif. He wants a Taino that if you take it out, you have to know where the banks do affect things. If you take it out on a Sunday, nothing will, you won't gain out of it. You won't get the interest till Monday if you leave it in over the time. You take it out somehow through ATM, you won't get it. What? Even with that risk, if they want time, it should not be much of a difference. So, Mizama and Sharmig, because also want time, also should not be a problem. Even with that risk.
Should not be a problem.
Not be a yeah. Think even more reason, Michael. Okay, depends what you have, depends what pay. You say, Michael,
you have your money,
then you decide. Right, yeah, fine. Yeah, it depends. Okay, even a guy should bank. Depends who owns it. You know, Moshe did not need any at-risk in banks at all. Moshe Mekel in banks. Those as far as why the Maisa to be Mekel. The slight issue is that Maisa, you read the Sforim, the Sforim Maisa seems to be Machmer, and the Moinam seems to be Mekel. Again, as far as out there watching Mekel, look at among the Tshuvas, Moshe again is Machmer, but Tabachokma seems to be Machmer, Tabatim wants to be Machmer, Abi Yashbo, the River Zephraim, the Simcha Bonim. It says when it's Shabbos Yontif Yontif, the money you get for the interest, you have to either zerk liyam or give away to stuck without knowing who you. They should not know who got it.
Or, not by
Goyish Bank. You are being marviach on Shabbos. You rented your money. You are being marviach. Why says Chassam Soivin says you have issur loisachon name should be taken. It's not yours. Not koyne. Debatina says you're not being koyne. They gave it to you against your will. It's efker right now. So Debatina, what you do with it? You give it away without the person knowing who you received it from. The Chodeshani is Machmer, or Choshabbos is Machmer, or Kapil Maisa is Machmer. Again, the others are Mekel. Again, you have a Riff, and you have a Rambam, you have a based on the Shvos Yaakov. Maisa is interesting that most of them seem to be Machmer, but Punchazi Maida Amidabar. Maisa Ilum seem to be Mekel, and what's the Samar Khan over here?
It's locked up.
Watch me any different. Still, it's the same thing. The CD can be, it depends how they set up the CD. But the SM that's locked up with the Knas, usually it's a Knas. That's more the, yes, that's really the. So your Ksubis, that's more. I run before that be motor. It'd be better case in the CD. Yeah, I mean, no. Even they give you the end once a month, but let's say you take it out early. It really depends which bank. Depends how they set you up now. Yeah, over time, banks have changed. Depends how they're giving it. I mean, did you take it out early? Would you give them money for those days it was there for? Do they? I mean, let's say you're there for 10 days, $1 million. You take it out after 10 days. End of the month. Think of it those 10 days. It used to be, I remember with Clore. And now the banks, you see every day. Now the banks, I don't deal with those numbers, I'm not sure. They give you once a month, but let's say you take it out early. Would you give you those days it was there? Yes? Yeah, so Rav Gershon says they do. So in essence, you might get at the end of this. Yeah, they give you the days that are there. So in America they do, I still am not sure. Again, but they're paying you for every. They're giving you for every day. They're giving you one time. I cannot. Again, we start off the idea of Schar Shabbos as not nechigena of law. I'm paying you for every day, even though I'm going to give you out one time. That's not cool of law. Law has to be one job. Torah Tomi is not Schar Shabbos. That's. Kitzvah Lidim is also not Schar Shabbos. That's Schar Shabbos. That's just the way we join the government if you give us money. No, that's what it is. This is not Schar Shabbos. That's buying things. Buying things is not a problem. That's one case is ribbis. A second is cost is how in the world to go to a hotel. Read the Mishmur of the Magarom. Let's say owned by Yid Hotel, the Maisa Yiking Ravocha, that you rent a hotel from him. So Swan Baker have four different reasons why you make all. One is the interesting Masham and Simon Chof, hey, you want Taino. Machnos Orchim. Welcome Mitzvah, they gave you a place to stay over here. Machnos Orchim. Maisa. We'll get to different four reasons I said. Number one, Achnos Orchim. Maisa, Shomach, Nashikon, others say, it's very hard to call Achnos Orchim, but they're getting paid for it. They're making a lot of money out of it. Pasha Nandachal get Achnos Orchim. Maybe in those days it was working a little bit differently than it is today. The second thing is, the Maisa, Pasha says, people are coming not just for Shabbos. Everyone wants to know what time is check-in. They come in early to use their showers or the workout room or the pool over here. Whatever they're doing, they come early and they leave. Want to know what time is check-out, much of Shabbos. They want to leave late over here. So even though you might come late, right before Shabbos, leave after Shabbos, the schus you have is Friday and much of Shabbos. So since you're being paid, you're not paying just for Shabbos, you're paying for both ends. Friday, Shabbos, and much of Shabbos, paying for both ends. There was nichol together of Havlo has a real value, Erev Shabbos. Much Shabbos has a real value, and they have a nichol sugi Havlo. Void the third reason, come to Shlomo Zalman, he says, we just said before, to paying for a mekach together with the idea of Shachar Shabbos to Maisis Mutter. Your room, when you sleep in it, is dirty. You're buying things. It has a use over here. Paying to clean something up is nichol to get it to make mekach. To make mekach plus the use of a room is nichol sugi Havlo. Void. Come look at Shlomo Kluger, and he wants a tainer. When you, let's say you're in a hotel and you pay to eat there, as part of the price over there, you go to a hotel, you have one deal over there, eating and sleeping there. So eating a vad is Dmei Mekach, and sleeping there is schar. Dmei Mekach with schar, nechlus to go of law, vad in this case is more to over here. So there are four different reasons why the mice it's more to buy a hotel, this man is a third case. Everyone wants to know what to do with babysitting. So again, the Gemara in Daftun Ches and Shabbos says, Lishmo es etinik is over the Issus Char Shabbos. Not Diyak, it's as though you state to the Gemara. Now we have to know how to go do it. So again, so it's very simple, you have to do a Bavlo. Of course, how do you do Bavlo? That means the correct way is you tell a person, you know what, I'm hiring you for Shabbos and Sunday. I'm hiring you for Shabbos and Sunday, and if I'm paying you for $10 for Shabbos and Sunday. That means person goes away for the weekend, they go to a place, and they're in the Shkuna, there's a babysitter, I'm hiring you for Shabbos and Sunday, and he hits $10. Then my Sablo, that's smutter. If you tell the person, no, they do. Again, you're a hiring person. Again, when you come on Shabbos and Sunday, don't come, that's a problem. Don't come, then Mishmur said he can take off. But you hire them for Shabbos and Sunday. Second is, let's say you tell them, I'm hiring you for Shabbos and Sunday, one job. I'm paying you for Shabbos $5 and Sunday $5. That's Shamo's case. Because at the end of the day, I'm still paying hiring you for one job. Therefore, you should not say that. Let's say you want to get a babysitter and switch jobs. That means you watch my kids today, I watch your kids tomorrow. That's the case of Shema Paro, that's not a Shailah. The Mishmur's eight is given a case of Matono, which is from say, you cannot be Meshchayv Matono. Tell the kid, you watch my kids on Shabbos. Tell the babysitter, watch my kids after Shabbos. Bli neder, I'll try to give you matana. I'm not mischai myself. No mishabara, I like to. The locha says the place, avada its mutter. Now, for a while, I was giving my neighbors matanas with nash and cake. And the father came over to me and says, you know, when it says to give matana, you give money also. And my he's right. I looked into it. You can give money. You can give also. There's no din. You have to give them, a matana. You have to give them a toy or a prize or cake or you give them money. So the Maisa, this is years ago, Maisa give matana. Again, they can't demand it or want it, but you give them money also. That's not nothing to get a matana over here. No, we're doing it week after week, and I guess the kids didn't. I don't know. Yeah, could maybe the father wanted Maisa later. But he's right, give money also. Another Eitzo. It should be very clear to the child that you're not mischayv yourself. First of all, he expects a chiyuv, then you might have a. It's 1 week, don't give him and see what happens. You have to get this, we'll get to the mitzvah tomorrow. The oid, another Eitzo they say is, we're saying before that to do avlo, in the case of the main mekach, together the sugya of working for a person, of a hiring a person, they tell the babysitter, watch my kids, you know what, bring diapers, I'll pay for the diapers after Shabbos. Bring bamba. I'll pay for the bamba together with you working over here. Bring cereal. Whatever you bring, I'll pay for that with your job. Again, the Lachan Shnichov Gimel, you're allowed to bring things up. I'll deal with it after Shabbos. I tell him before Shabbos. Before Shabbos. Before Shabbos. Whatever you bring, after Shabbos, I'll deal with it. Bamba Sorok Shabbos. Bamba Diaper Seal. I said 3 examples that's the gift for the kids. Even has it at home. No, it's the kids. This is who he has. No, he said before Shabbos, he can bring it on Shabbos. He's giving the kids to feed them. We'll deal with it after Shabbos. I don't know, that's only on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, say whatever you want. That's probably one of the easiest ways of doing a vlog, to tell the babysitter, bring whatever you want after Shabbos. I mean, usually my tonnes get a little bit tricky, don't want to say it correctly over here, the kids are not sure. You know, the easy way, a little bit older of a person, just tell them to bring whatever you want. I'll pay for the chips after Shabbos together with whatever I owe you. That's not a problem. A fourth case is a case of basically a waiter cleaning your help over here. My son, the loch is that you have to do a case of avlo. That means you have to tell the waiter to come do things before Shabbos, whether it's opening the packages or after Shabbos. And the words of Orcha Shabbos, doing a job of cold or opening one bottle, that's nothing. It has to have some value to it. So it means something. Set up before Shabbos. Otherwise, there's no, this ulcer. The Shmir Shabbos does point out, for a problem that certain places do. They rent Kalim for Shabbos. Can you rent Kalim to another Yid? The Yid pays you for the Kalim that you use on Shabbos. So the Shmir Shabbos wants to mechadish, since you're getting it, you tell the person, I want to get it a couple of hours before Shabbos, and I give back to you either a couple of hours after Shabbos, then we'll see you have law. People say, it says, why is it have law for? If it has a real value, you're right. If you pay a person to know it, but get it right before Shabbos, I would pay him one price. Come out before Shabbos, I give him another price, has real value. But if I'm only going to set up for the Kiddush tomorrow morning anyway, Friday night, and put out the dishes, has no real value. He said, that's nothing. You have no right to rent the kiln to this person. You're paying for nothing. You're paying to get around the stigma of what? Again, they're bringing everything before Shabbos. They're storage it before Shabbos. They're bringing everything before Shabbos.
They're really using the hall.
You have a schust from the hall when you get a Shabbos. You have a schust for the refrigerators. You have a schust for the pots. You're in the hall there, using the refrigerator from Friday. It's green cold for Friday. And I've been to a person's house. He had a kid of Shabbos morning in his house. He went to Caleb. He's not used until Shabbos morning. They brought candles out before Shabbos.
Yeah.
If you were Friday night, I wouldn't be upset. You bring me 5 minutes before Shabbos. I don't care. It's whatever you want. Oh, no, again, Shabbos morning. Kid is Shabbos morning, I'm saying. It's delivering the shooting. They're delivering it, or you're picking up the kalim. When you're picking up the kalim, do you have a head to bring up a couple of hours before Shabbos? Shmuel Shalman said, "Yeah, I'm going to say one time and out." No. There is another question about switching jobs. The same exact job. Moshe said a tshuva about a doctor switching from Shabbos to Yemei Chol. And the Swam come along one time at the same job of working the kitchen from Shabbos to Sunday, or Shlomo Zalman says, since I'm only switching one job from another, we're not getting out of the job, we're switching jobs. That's also one time the Moshe said it's mutter. Therefore, waiters in camp, they want to switch Shabbos to Sunday, or you want to switch things one from another, the Moshe one time that it's mutter. Another case they discuss is vending machines. Can a person leave a vending machine in a place where there are goyim? So again, the 74 on the Maisa is water because he's buying something to make mechas. The Maisa is not a problem. But building upon that, they discuss what about washing machines? What the case of laundry mats. You leave a place at goyim, the guy puts in the quarter, and in essence, there you're just renting the machine to the guy to go use the laundry mat on Shabbos. They make a lot of money, and Saturday is the main day for doing laundry. So, can you own a laundry mat in a place without goyim? So, come over to Moshe, and numerous Jews point out, Lechura, when you're getting a laundry mat, in essence, you're not just renting the machine, they're also getting the schus to have the water that's being used, and the chashmal that's being used. Therefore, the chashmal, the water, has a real value to make mekach, plus they're renting the machine. Therefore, reason why they say you're allowed to go to mikvah and pay for it on Shabbos, also nichol get out of law, because you're paying for not just
the service of using something, you're also paying for the heating, the cost money. The different things cost money over here. To make mekach has a head together by law with the case of paying for the schar of renting the place shabbai. So again, a very important head is anytime you want to get around the sigil of schar shabbos, do the case of law together with the main mekach.
Yeah,
we said before that to get to. No, Eichami, same thing. So usually. Again, usually it's before Shabbos and after Shabbos, they have this course.
The
person usually asks you, what type can I come?
It's
usually, the person expects like a shower. Usually people, they would pay to come, come benachas, has a real value, come a couple hours earlier. If it's, I think usually people do ask what time. I think come on always ask what time can I come. Come on always, what time do I have to leave it? Come on always, when you're renting it. So again, it has to have a real value, that's together. Something that you would pay for. I know, when I go away, I would pay to have menuchas and nefesh to get there with my kids earlier. I would pay now how much? Much less than Shabbos, but it has real value. I leave earlier, I get placed earlier, just to have menuchas and nefesh. Now when I get to the people who I get to love Dafka has a menuchas and nefesh, but I get the menuchas and nefesh, I get there earlier. So again, they have a course. It depends. It's a good question. It comes to, again, hotel is the same thing. You're paying for that. It has real value. You choose not to. Echam will be a great question. Now, you're paying for the chashmal, made in Mekah. Are you paying for the cleaning? People clean up after Shabbos, it's made in Mekah. Also, they clean that. Again, the hotel, they want time to clean it. They mess up the place. Now, it depends. Two people or a couple, we don't mess up the place. We know chashmal, we only use a generator. You argue around, you ask all these questions. Echam, the guy's only lighting candles. And there's no cleaning afterwards, and he comes right before Shabbos, after Shabbos, you have this, Malone, also Mishwas today. Yeah, so the guy is having just candles, and all the lights are off, you would have a problem.
Just to sleep,
you'll have this question. If you pay for it, you'll have a great question. What Mishwas and Malone is also. That's Mishmo, my
God, problem. He's sleeping on his mattress and the
covering. And he brings his own sheet. He brings his own sheets. I've been to place, they told me to bring my own sheets. You know, we have a bunch of kids, they don't want to wash sheets. Bring your own sheets, and you know, there's no chashmal that he's doing for you special. The line in the back all these on for Ganovim. It's not good for you.
There's no heat, there's no.
No, it's there, yeah. But just two things to end off. First of all, we'll get, tomorrow we'll do Schar Shabbos and the Sugya Matono. Also, it's Rosh Chodesh, Adar. So, as we do every year, they get to Chaburo, is that we try to be user friendly, and we try to be help out people to get to the kind of mitzvah of Matos Lavyanim. And as it's brought down, the Rambam is brought down by all the Paiskim, Ein Simcha G'dayla Mufura El Esmech Esmech Levanim Yisayim Bamos An Purim Dim L'Shchino. Tos of Yainim is a Peldika Mitzvah. The biggest Simcha that you can Esmech a person is Anim G'daymo Dim L'Shchino, the Peldika words. No, Dim L'Shchino. Everyone here wants to be L'Shchino. So it's Mamsha Eschus, and therefore we have a Kupah. Rabbi Becker says he's going to help me out this year, right? We spoke about this last week, remember, right? We help out, that means either come to me or to Rabbi Becker. And the shir we always say over, Rabbi Becker, Rabbi Zeb Becker. Okay? And the shir we always say over, the Yisrael B'Yashim, what is the correct and what to give over before we get to Sugya Meiser? The correct thing is, since the Yisrael of Matos Lavyanim, according to Numus Yishanim, Paiskim, to Mesamech, the Oni, they can know Simcha to give something that's Choshev. And he always says over, Shem Liashiv, numerous farming down to give 50 shekels to each oni. So if you do 50 shekels to each oni, that means for two oni, that's 100 shekels, you and your wife, it's 200 shekels. Hagam da locha mishmuming after the width of the pruto. That means we pass in locha is matos of yonim as a pruto. However, the better or the correct on hogo or the my love on the hogo is to mismech the oni, and that's giving 50 shekels to each oni. And again, we have a kufa, and we give out the money to the extended family of the Bnei Chaburo.
Yontif. What about you didn't buy into about websites? What about websites? You didn't get to it.